The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
An adventurous 2 weeks. I had COVID, as you probably know. And thank God I'm fine. I have a lot to say about that. A lot of people wish I were dead. I know that's amazing. Washington Post, yes. The readers of the Washington Post. Great numbers of them wish I had died. Anybody doubts my statement that people on the right are kinder than people on the left? Just need to read comments by Washington Post readers. We're not talking about people reading the Inquirer or something. That will be discussed. I'll tell you what is on my mind aside from COVID. And as I walked through the airports this past weekend, I was in Florida speaking and visiting my son and his family. I was thinking about the idiocy of someone like me having to wear a mask. I think it's idiotic for anybody to have to wear a mask, but it is especially so for someone who has had COVID. I am in the strongest position one can be vis-a-vis the illness. I have natural immunity, and I'm asked to wear a mask. To protect whom from what exactly? Just remember, the pilots are not wearing masks in the cockpit. It's a point that I have made on many occasions. The whole thing is a bluff. Everybody knows it. It's an act. It's a Fauci act. It's the scared act, the act of the scared. The scared dominate our policies, which is a very bad thing for any society. But what is on my mind even more than that is the killing of the woman on the set with Alec Baldwin pulling the trigger. I happen to loathe that man. I have utter contempt for him, but I have some pity for him because I can separate my disgust at the type of human being he is with what happened. How was the man given a gun with live ammunition? If that is not pursued to the nth degree, there is something morally wrong with our society. Someone must go to jail. If nobody goes to prison over what happened, then it is a statement by our society that taking a life of an innocent person doesn't mean anything. The only way in which something is stated as being important is by the consequence of the act. I got this from the book that gives me my values, the Bible, and those of you who have read my Bible commentary, at least the one on Exodus, it is also repeated in a different, very different way in Deuteronomy, which is coming out next year. It was supposed to come out this year, but they couldn't get the paper. A lot of supplies are not being supplied, and the quality paper I have in my contract with my publisher that it be of a very high quality paper, and it is a beautifully printed book, the Rational Bible. So if you read the Exodus, you will note that I make a very big point of a very strange law. Or seemingly strange law, and that is that if an ox gores a person and kills the person, the ox is put to death. Now, nobody blames the ox. Oxen, to use the plural that is used biblically. Oxen gore. That's it. That's what they do. Sharks eat. Oxen gore. Yes, I remember that. It was a very famous presidential election, the Oxen Gore election. That's what they do. So you, why is the ox put to death? To make a statement about how serious the taking of a human life is. That is the reason. That is the only reason. We don't let an ox walk around that has killed a human being. Then there is a ceremony in Deuteronomy, one of the strangest ceremonies. For that alone, it is worth getting my commentary on Deuteronomy, because I make sense of things that truly do not strike the modern reader as making sense. But it is an incredibly profound law. I won't review the entirety at all. But if a person is found dead in the street, on a road, outside of a community, community goes through a very big ritual that involves an animal, a goat, and the ritual is the Bible's way of saying, hey, under your watch, somebody was killed. Somebody has to be regarded as responsible. Now, nobody goes to prison. But there is a very big expiation ceremony. One more example. One of the calls that most made an impact on me in my career. I wonder if that person is listening today. A woman called up and mentioned that their family raised ostriches, and that one of the ostriches had kicked her father to death. They're a very strong animal, ostriches. And so I immediately asked, because of my Bible orientation, I said, so what did you do with the ostrich? And she said, nothing. It wasn't the ostrich's fault. So I said, so when people visit you, you point to an ostrich and say, that's the ostrich that killed my father? She said, yeah. And I was struck by that. And this is a good person. This is no knock on that person. But it is not a person who was familiar with the biblical view of the taking of a life, even if accidental and even if done by an animal. How much more so if done by people? Somebody gave Alec Baldwin live ammunition in a real gun. What the hell is that about? This cannot go unpunished. A 42-year-old woman, mother, a wife, is dead, killed by stunning. Irresponsibility, stunning. I was listening to Grant Stitchfield, who has a lot of great thoughts, and he wondered if an actor who had been known as very pro-Second Amendment had done this, whether the media would be clamoring for punishment far more than it is. It's an interesting question. I don't know the answer. But I think I obviously repeated it, so I thought the question was interesting. But somebody has to be punished. It's mind-boggling that a gun with real bullets was given to an actor to use. I mean, that's what happened, folks. An actor with anger issues. Well, I won't go that far. Even if he had no issues, he has issues, but even if he had no issues, you don't give that. Now, I don't know his responsibility to make sure that it's blanks in the gun before he shoots it. I don't know what the protocol is. But somebody's responsible, my friends. A human being who deserved to live double her life is dead. People deprived of a mom and a wife and a daughter, maybe a sister. It's terrible. 1-8-PRAGER-776-877-243-7776. I'm Dennis Prager. Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Janice's story.
I was skeptical at first. But because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. My friends, I'm Dennis Prager. I want to remind you that we are doing fundraising for the Alliance Defending Freedom. They are the organization that provides free legal aid to people whose freedoms are being circumscribed by the left. The left has always circumscribed freedom. There is no example in history of the left taking over any institution or any country and liberty being preserved. I don't know why that is not dispositive in having you form your attitude toward the left. There is no example in history of the left not suppressing freedom. Liberals do not suppress freedom, and conservatives do not, but the left does. And liberals keep voting for them. Shame, shame on liberals. But they're not the same as leftists. ADF is this great organization. It's the final 5 days. Go to DennisPrager.com. Click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. Consider a $100 donation to the Freedom Fund, or you can phone your gift in any amount to 855-649-2020, 855-649-2020. I'm Dennis Prager, and reminding you, Alliance Defending Freedom. It's a beautiful thing to donate to good causes. Okay, a minority of people do, and that's not right. ADF banner at DennisPrager.com. A lot of people have something to say about the killing took place at the Alec Baldwin set. And my position is somebody must go to prison. If not, it is a statement that you can take life and get away with it. The issue, whether it is an accident, has nothing to do with the fact that it was incredibly and totally irresponsible on someone or some people's watch. That's it. Michael, Los Angeles, hello.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi.
This is a terrible event, and it was if the reports are correct, and I have to say, I have to have that caveat because we don't exactly know what happened, but it was tremendous negligence on the part of the armorer and the first AD. There's a protocol that should be followed, and this clearly wasn't followed. Whenever a gun is on set and going to be used, whether it's in a rehearsal or in the actual scene, there's a protocol that needs to be followed. The prop master or the armorer, who's ever handling the gun, comes in with an unloaded gun, says, hey, this is an unloaded gun, shows the barrel of the gun, shines a light down the barrel of the gun to show that there's no debris in the barrel. And anyone on set is allowed to look down that thing. And then he shows what the bullets are. He shows that they're blanks or dummy bullets. And then they go on with the scene. And this clearly didn't happen. As I said, you know, we don't know all the facts, but protocol wasn't followed. And
was there any part of the protocol that the actor who shoots is responsible for?
The actor should have been told what to do by the armorer and the first AD.
No, but so in other words, no. So that means that he, and I'm not looking for him being responsible. I just want to know, does he bear any responsibility according to protocol?
He bears some responsibility, but very little, in my estimation.
Right. No, and
he
should be told. Go on.
You know, he should be told by the experts, quote-unquote experts, that the gun is either hot or cold or has bullets in it or has dummy rounds.
All right, so let me just ask you, since this is your area of professional expertise, why would real bullets ever be used on a set?
There should never, ever, ever be real bullets on a set, ever.
Okay.
This is a colossal act of negligence,
right,
and incompetence.
Okay, that's what I have no expertise in this arena. I do, however, have a rare gift. It's called common sense. Common sense suggests that why would there ever be, unless we're talking some target practice out in the wilderness, why would there ever be real bullets, let alone real bullets used that are where the gun is aimed at a human being? This is very bad what happened. Very, 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 very bad. And it should be regarded as such. You can't go on and just say, oh, it was a boo-boo. My fourth example from the Bible. Man is using a hatchet, and the head detaches from the handle. That's exactly how it's written, by the way. And it flies away and kills somebody. The person who did that was completely an accident. And yet the person handling the hatchet is sent to a city, what is called a city of refuge. Cannot to stay in the company of the rest of the world. The person is not executed, but they are sent to a city of refuge. Calls to ban guns on film sets grow after fatal shooting of cinematographer Hutchins. Well, I don't know what about banning guns. What does that mean, banning guns? How are you going to have gunfights in movies if you ban guns? It might be to be overkill. All I can say is somebody has to be punished. That is the point that I keep making here. All righty, Mike in El Segundo, California. Hello.
Hi, Dennis. Alec Baldwin is very much at fault, and here's why. Had he taken a National Rifle Association firearm safety course, as I did at age 15, he would know, he would have been taught, and he would remember, as I do, more than 45 years later, that when you pick up a firearm or someone hands it to you, it is your duty to inspect it. Usually you have the other person open the action, show you, or you can do it yourself. You inspect it to determine, number one, whether or not it's loaded, and number two, whether or not the ammunition it's loaded with is compatible for that firearm and is compatible for the purpose that you intend to use that firearm for. Had Alec Baldwin followed that basic safety rule, this tragedy would have never, ever happened.
Well, that's clear. The question that I posed earlier, which I don't know the answer to, is that the normal protocol of an actor? And I can understand an actor is given a gun, said, you know, hey, we got blanks in here. Have a great day. He assumes he was given a gun with blanks. But you're right. NRA protocol was not followed.
Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and top picks on the best coins and bullion. As environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick at AmFed Coin and Bullion to find out more. I've been friends with Nick for years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. That's a very big statement, by the way. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com. Hi, everybody. If nobody goes to prison over the death of this woman on the Alec Baldwin set, it is a statement that our society doesn't give a damn about people being killed. That is my view. It would truly infuriate me. Everything about it was bad. Really, really bad. We need to know who and why. Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mary, hello.
Hi. I just had some facts about what happened that day that add to the negligence, and then also why it might not get prosecuted, or someone might not get prosecuted. Thursday morning at 6 a.m., the crew showed up for their call. 12 crew members walked off the set, and they shut down the whole thing for 6 hours. And in fact, Helena Hutchins said, "I feel like part of my family is leaving me," you know. And she, the Saturday before Thursday, there was misfires of guns. There was bad safety procedures, and that's why the crew walked off the set. There was already misfires happening on the set. It was a rushed schedule. It was a low budget film. New Mexico is a high tax incentive for film. Michelle Lujan Grisham, a huge liberal. She's as liberal as any governor in this country or worse. We are a tiny state being shut down. We're as bad as California, as bad as New York. She loves film in this state. We lose money, but it brings in a lot of other positive things, which I am for film in the state. But, she will probably use her power that someone does not get prosecuted. I feel it's a very strong possibility. Also, we are a bit blue state. The sheriff in Santa Fe County may be a liberal. He may, turn a blind eye to this. I don't know. But as far as Alec Baldwin, it's the proof. And there supposedly there was no armor on the set. So what? The people that replaced those 12 crew members that walked off the set were non-union. So the union crew left the set in protest. They brought in non-union people.
Your whole call's fascinating. Just fascinating. If there were clear, and there will be clear, it is no way it won't be, clear responsibility for the negligence, and the governor of the state says not to prosecute, and I'm not sure that the governor has that power. They may have a power to excuse somebody found guilty, but I don't know if they have the power to order no prosecution. But let's say the governor does and does exercise it. It would truly be a moral scandal. This story is a test of a society's value system. That's the reason that I am speaking about it. Look, I could take any of the murders in the inner city that take place every weekend in Chicago and spend an hour on that. I fully acknowledge that, and I do spend time on that. But this is as clear as it gets that somebody engaged in spectacular negligence caused a young woman to die. And that should infuriate people. Simple as that. And I gave you four biblical examples, four, from where I get my fury and desire to see somebody punished for this. That's where I get my values, my friends. It's a story out that fewer and fewer young people get their values from the Bible. And you can see the results on any campus. So allow me to read to you a little about this horrible, horrible, horrible incident where someone must go to prison, or it is a statement of a society having placing little value on human life. Rust production members, this is American news from PM. Rust Production, that was the production company. Rust production members say Baldwin movie set's head armorer was, quote, inexperienced and green. Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the head armorer, who, by the way, I think is 24 years old. Is that right? Yeah, 24 years. You have a 24-year-old as the head armorer on a movie? Maybe it's normal. Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the head armorer who was hired on Alec Baldwin's film Rust. Oh, Rust is not the company. Rust is the name of the film. Has raised alarms with both past and present production members leading up to Thursday's fatal shooting on the set. Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the head armorer who was hired, has raised alarms. Okay, I read that to you. She was a bit careless with the guns, waving it around every now and again. A source who worked alongside the 24-year-old armorer, the upcoming Nicolas Cage film, The Old Way, told the Daily Beast. There were a couple times, should be a couple of times, but that's a lost battle, when she was loading the blanks and doing it in a fashion that we thought was unsafe. Baldwin discharged a gun on the set Thursday, fatally wounding 42-year-old cinematographer Helena Hutchins and injuring 48-year-old director Joel Souza after Gutierrez Reed handed Baldwin a gun that was believed to be safe. Sources told the Daily Beast that the fatal incident was the result of failings all around. Gutierrez Reed was described as being inexperienced and green by a Rust production source who told the Daily Beast there were at least two previous incidents of guns being accidentally discharged by other crew members before Thursday's tragic incident, wrote the Daily Beast. Sets are advised to test fire guns off stage before use, according to the Actors Equity Association's guidelines. All loading of firearms must be done by the property master, armorer, or experienced persons working under their direct supervision. It also states for actors and staff to treat all guns as if they are loaded and deadly, a point that many Hollywood weapon experts have blasted Baldwin for. Well, that's a proper blast, if that's in fact what's expected of an actor. Two production sources on the set of Rust told the Daily Beast that assistant director Dave Halls, the one who personally handed the gun to Baldwin
before the incident should have also checked the safety of the firearm. He's supposed to be our last line of defense, and he failed us, the first source said. He's the last person that's supposed to look at that firearm. According to an affidavit, Gutierrez Reed placed three prop guns on a cart outside before the scene was filmed. Halls then grabbed the revolver from the cart, calling out, "Cold gun," as he handed it over. The second production source told the Daily Beast that the first assistant director should be personally verifying whether a weapon is hot or cold. This check alone should have prevented this incident, the person said, wrote the Daily Beast. Okay, sounds right to me. Bad stuff. I wouldn't be reporting on this if I didn't believe that it symbolized or exemplified a question for society: how do we regard homicide? It's a big, big question for a society to answer. So this will be a test. We'll see what happens. John in Villanova, Pennsylvania. Hello, John of Villanova.
Things are great here. By the way, I love the people who stand in for you, but they're not you, so welcome back.
That's very sweet. They are. They're terrific, but nobody is anybody. We're all only us, so thank you.
I know. Okay. Building on the call that you got from the gal in New Mexico, there was another piece that was reported about the story, not only that the union crew walked off, but that the gun was apparently checked before lunch. Everyone left the area, and it was left unattended. And so I'm reluctant to suggest any kind of conspiracy, any sort of pushback by the union members against the non-union crew that was brought in. But I made the possible elision in my own mind, and I want to repeat, it was reported nowhere that those dots are connected, but it did seem strange.
Wow. Look, the question of how real bullets were put in a gun on a set is a very legitimate question. By the way, you're one of the only callers to ever use the word elision.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to think
of some innocent a reason for...
You're right. It does not make sense that there would be an innocent reason, now that you mention it.
Yeah, so that's why I went to the possibility of a blowback by the union members, who I think felt really disrespected by how poorly things were handled there.
Wow. Then this really needs to be investigated. Well, did I say that John of Villanova was special? Huh? Do I know my Villanova Johns? Didn't come out right. My Villanova Johns. Good call. Back in a moment.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Yes, my friends. I wrote my column. My column is due late afternoon Mondays. I wrote my column on the plane last night from Florida. And now I'm thinking I'm going to write a brand new column. It wouldn't be the first time. And I guess the other one I can defer a week. It is rare, yes. And it's a pain. It's effortful to write a column. But I do feel very strongly about this issue. A society is tested. We're all tested. It's a very good way to go through life, to think that you're being tested. This was drummed into me at a very young age, high school. My close friend from that time, still my close friend, Joseph Telushkin, used to get a big kick out of it. Dennis is always testing himself. Society tests itself.
And if it doesn't regard these things as tests, that the failure is already profound. Something really bad happened on that set. The last call made me think that it's worse than negligence. Somebody put in a live bullet for a reason. Doesn't sound like a mistake. Gee, we got boxes of blanks and boxes of real bullets, and by accident, somebody took one out. Maybe that happened. So to John, Theo, Diane, Pamela, Jim, Jeff, Bob, and John, you all have important things to say, and I don't have the time to hear all of what you have to say. Yes, indeed. It's disturbing. The most disturbing will be if nothing happens. That's the issue that the society has to confront. I started out the hour with four examples, maybe five, four examples from the Bible, from the first five books where all the laws are, regarding accidental homicide and how seriously it is taken. It's sort of another, or it might end up being another example of a biblical and secular difference in attitudes towards moral concerns. We continue. Don't forget to go to my website and click on the ABF banner.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.